Deep within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hello, hello, this is the Cinemistress, and although I'm getting over a bit of a cold and I'm slightly stuffy, I still went to the movies. I went and saw Mission Impossible Fallout, which is the 6th installment in the Mission Impossible series. This one stars almost everyone from the last movie, plus Angela Bassett and Henry Cavill and his silly mustache. Notably absent is Jeremy Renner. Gee, I wonder what he was doing while this was being filmed. So let's strap in and light the fuse and talk about the plot of this thing. IMF is back, and by IMF I mean Ethan Hunt, Benji, and Luther, because they seem to be the only agents that are in IMF. But who cares, because they're awesome. This movie takes place several months after Rogue Nation, and if you haven't watched that film, I highly recommend you go back and watch it, because if you don't, you're not going to understand this one. In Rogue Nation, Ethan was fighting the Syndicate, and at the beginning of this film, the Syndicate has basically been disbanded and captured and or killed. And the remaining members have banded together and are calling themselves the Apostles. And they are basically anarchists for hire. They will do anything to anybody, anywhere, because they're evil. What the Apostles currently want is to obtain 3 plutonium cores for their newest client, a terrorist who goes by the name of John Lark. Nobody knows Lark's real name or what he looks like, but he has a manifesto. So that's good. And Lark wants the cores so he can make 3 nuclear bombs and basically undermine society, because according to his manifesto, with great suffering comes great peace. And I'm pretty sure he's misquoting Uncle Ben there. So after Ethan completely botches an attempt to intercept those plutonium cores, the CIA decides that they don't trust him anymore. Gosh, how many times does this make it that the government decides they don't trust Ethan Hunt? And they assign Agent August Walker to shadow the IMF and make sure Lark never receives the cores. One last bargaining chip thrown into this mix is Solomon Lane, the baddie from the last film, who is being passed from country to country in an attempt to gain information on Lark and the Apostles, and who the Apostles really want released. Of course, all Solomon Lane wants is revenge on Ethan Hunt. And just to make things interesting, Ilsa, the femme fatale from the last movie, has also returned, and she is intent on killing Solomon Lane to get back into the good graces of the British government. And all this means that we are in one hell of a ride. So let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly of this thing. The good. Let's face it, we watch Mission Impossible movies for the stunts, the action, and to see Tom Cruise running. And this movie has all of those things times 10. The action sequences are stunning. There is a helicopter sequence toward the ends of the film where I was just staring at the screen, just open mouth, wondering how the hell they did it. The movie is worth the price of admission for that helicopter sequence alone. It's that amazing. The acting here is fine. Unlike most action films, you actually have quality actors here. Simon Pegg is delightful in just about everything he's in. I love Ving Rhames. And don't you dare ever kill my Luther Mission Impossible films. Even Henry Cavill equates himself. His fight sequences are pretty damn awesome. There's a sequence in a bathroom where that looked extremely physical and extremely painful. And of course, at the center of this, you have Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise is one of those strange actors where I don't think I like him personally, and I hate to think that it's because of all the Xenu, but I think it's because of all the Xenu. But I'm hard-pressed to find a movie of his that I actively hate. Even in mediocre movies, he equates himself well. Plus, the dude is in his mid-50s, and I have to keep reminding myself of that, because he is doing stuff on the screen that actors half his age aren't doing. So, kudos to you, Mr. Cruise. As for the bad, some of the action does get a bit ludicrous. There are limits to the human body, and there are some action sequences where these people would not be standing up afterwards, but I'm able to look past that because the action sequences were so well filmed. There's also a secondary character, a broker character, that's introduced that I thought could have been cut. I'm not quite sure what she added to the film besides a pretty face, but again, I was able to look past that. As for the ugly, come on, how many times does Ethan Hunt have to prove himself before this government will give him the benefit of the doubt? When has he not come through? Well, except at the beginning here, where he totally botched a mission. And when are they going to get some new blood on this team? Good lord, all three of these guys are middle-aged. Hire some new agents, give these guys a break. Also, I guess the identity of John Lark pretty early in the film. I don't know if it was supposed to be a big mystery, and it didn't hamper my enjoyment of the film because I enjoyed watching IMF try and figure this out. But really, it was pretty obvious who it was. Final thoughts? Ghost Protocol is still my favorite Mission Impossible film, but this one is a very close second. These movies are the perfect summertime flick. I have had quite possibly the worst 2 weeks I have ever had, and this movie was just exactly what I needed. Fantastic action, pretty scenery, acting that was good enough not to make the movie embarrassing, and Tom Cruise running as fast as his little legs can carry him. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to go see this film. I give Mission Impossible Fallout 4 top guns. It took my breath away. No spoilers this time. I don't think it would add anything to the review, and this is the type of movie that I don't think I'd want to spoil for anyone. Hey, wait. Why are these films called Mission Impossible when they are the Impossible Mission Force? Shouldn't this thing be called Impossible Mission Fallout? This makes no sense at all. Okay, somebody get Ethan Hunt on the phone. I need some answers here. Stat. And can someone cue that awesome Mission Impossible theme? Until next time. Bye.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.